This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. forces are consolidating their hold over Baghdad, but they continue to engage in sporadic clashes with forces loyal to Saddam Hussein. Marines seized a presidential palace on the northern edge of the capital early today after a three-hour battle with Iraqi troops. Reports say one Marine was killed and as many as 20 were wounded. Fighting also was reported in other parts of Baghdad. NPR's Ann Garrels is there. Obviously, there's still some resistance in the city.
Yes, overnight we heard quite a lot of firing various weapons. And this morning I was out in what seemed to be a quiet neighborhood in the eastern part of Baghdad, and I suddenly tripped on a firefight. There was a burning car in front. There was crossfire. Neighbors had run out, men, unarmed men, had run out to try and save the man in the burning car who was a friend of theirs. They had been caught. One man's ankle was shattered, and their families were begging us to try and do something because we've got TV on our car, and my driver and I were able to rescue this one particular man. The family, the children were all weeping and sobbing. Apparently, Ba'ath Party members are still working in that area. They had warned people in Adamiya to stay at home. They had said there would be a battle. And as we left the neighborhood under fire, we saw armed Iraqis there. And those are, frankly, the only ones I've seen.
More looting in Baghdad today?
Yes. I wouldn't call it a rampage. But there's pretty systematic looting all over the city of government buildings. Today it really turned into a family affair. There were women out, women and children, lugging everything they could. I saw them carrying lamps and chairs. They carried them by foot. They had poor push carts. There were trucks, cars, packed with whatever equipment they could take out of these buildings. And at Mustan Saria University, a professor just watched on as people were pillaging the university, and he begged me to get the Marines to come there so they would protect Iraq's intellectual future.
No sign of Saddam Hussein.
No, but there are really strong rumors here in Baghdad that he was seen yesterday in the eastern part of the city in Jamila. People insist that he was there with the defense minister and one of his sons. Meanwhile, in the west of Baghdad, there's been a fierce fight around a mosque where apparently Marines believe it's possible Saddam Hussein had been hiding. So it's impossible to say where he really is.
The cable channels here are showing lots of celebration, people dancing in the streets and striking images of Saddam and all. Is all of Baghdad like that?
Far from it. I would say, in fact, the city is rather somber. You see some scenes like that, but for the most part, many people are still hiding. They're very afraid. As I said earlier, there are still Ba'ath Party and members and armed people, and you just don't know where they are. Iraqis say they're afraid of anarchy, other Iraqis, as much as they are of the Americans. And there's an overarching feeling here that while they're glad Saddam Hussein may be gone, they're at best suspicious of American intentions. And educated Iraqis warn Americans not to be deluded by the signs of welcome. They say that this could quickly turn to resentment if the Americans stay too long.
What's the situation around your hotel?
Well, I felt very safe last night. I was protected by a contingent of Marines from the 7th Marine Regiment, and this morning when I came down to breakfast, there I was standing in line for what we think is a pretty paltry breakfast of sort of stale bread and hard-boiled eggs, but there were the Marines. These kids were just delighted to be able to sit at a table and not be boiling water on top of their Humvees. And a few of them managed to sleep in a bed, and which had been rooms that had been evacuated by Iraqi security in the last day. And some had even managed to have a shower. They got here just in time for the water to be turned on for a couple of hours, and they looked really happy. They said it was the first shower they'd had in 30 days.
NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad.